What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. So we're inspired by a terrific story, and there's tons of stories that are horrific like this that we could use as a justification or the inspiration for this topic. But I'm thinking mostly of this 22-year-old nursing student who was killed by an illegal immigrant who had been arrested twice already. This happens way too often. In a sane world, we'd just be done with this already. But we're not even allowed to use the word illegal immigrant. We now use migrant, and the newest term that's going to come is undocumented citizen. Don't even get me started on that here, but that's the new term. Wait for it. You'll hear it all the time. Undocumented citizen. You're a citizen. They're a citizen. We're all citizens. Just the same. What's the difference anyway? That's what they're going to say. So one of the reasons it's allowed to go on, there's lots, but one of them is many people have been afraid to speak the truth. We have been hypnotized. We've been made to fall asleep with sentimentality. Oh, be nice. Don't hurt anyone's feelings. Don't make anyone offended. We have this nice Jesus, this idea of a nice Jesus carrying a lamb, right? Like, or baby Jesus, and that's it. It's like, oh, like we're really missing the mark here. Jesus offended people, not for the sake of offending them. Jesus spoke the truth. And maybe it did offend, but didn't offend everybody. We need to be the same. We need to speak the truth. So there was a scene when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. Matthew 15:12, the disciples say, hey, Jesus, did you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard you saying this? They were offended. Like today, our modern man would say, oh no, they were offended. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said it. Oh my goodness gracious. Jesus said, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They're blind guides. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a pit. All right. So Jesus just tells the truth. And what will come of it? Well, if God did not plant that plant himself, it will be uprooted. Meaning the issue isn't what Jesus said. Of course, what he said was perfect. Now, maybe there's quick disclaimer here. What we say will never be perfect, right? So we always have to keep that in mind. I'm not suggesting we go out there with the boldness of Jesus and we say something, we're like, it is so because I said it, I am like Jesus. No. We have to think clearly, right? And be wise with what we say. But what Jesus said was perfect. So it's not what he said that matters so much here. It's how the Pharisees responded. That's the offense. Meaning, it's not that Jesus said something offensive. It's that the Pharisees were offended. The same word that caused them to stumble could have caused them to repent. The same word. The same thing.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
This idea that the same, I read it, the same flame that burns the chaff refines the gold. Did we quote J.C. Ryle last week, the quote, the same fire that melts wax hardens clay? I like that one a lot. We want to be wax. We want our hearts to be like wax. We want the word of God to melt our hearts. We don't want to be hard-hearted. But it's the same fire. It's the same fire. You put wax over it, it'll melt. You put clay over it, it gets hard. The same fire. The same word. The same wind that sways the oak tree will uproot the weeds. The word doesn't change. The hearer changes. Therefore, the response is different. And Jesus will be a stumbling block. The truth always will. Paul and Peter, they both reference Isaiah 8. So Paul says in Romans 9:33, as it is written, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. 1 Peter 2:7, Peter says, so the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, here he quotes Isaiah, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. So it's all reference to Isaiah 8, which says he will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble, they shall fall and be broken, be snared and taken. So at this time, the people of Judah were freaking out because of the invading armies. But God said, don't fear them, fear me. You're in my hands. I will keep you safe. Worry about your place with me and not your enemies. That's so unbelievably life-changing right there. Worry about your place with me and no one else. Don't worry about man. I will be your sanctuary. But to those who don't fear God, he will be a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. People will trip and fall into their own destruction. All right, so that hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus. For those who reject God, what an enemy I have in God. I like this right up here. I think this is perfect, so let me just quote it. Jesus is a rock of offense because he represents submission to the authority of God rather than the authority of man. To the religious leaders and unbelieving Israelites in the first century, he was a rock of offense because they believed that they would be reconciled to God through good works and adherence to the law rather than through a faithful relationship with God as taught by Jesus. To the non-believer today, Jesus represents a moral absolute that clashes with the ideas and philosophies from our modern age of reason. He's a rock of offense because he presents an absolute truth that cannot be changed, but instead requires that we admit our own failings, rely on his grace, and live differently as a result. When we see Jesus, we see our own sinfulness, failures, and need. We see our inability to make ourselves right with God. This clashes with our sinful natures and our desire to be our own gods. It clashes with our self-righteousness and belief that we can be good enough to earn God's favor. It clashes with our views of ourselves as good people. It clashes with our views of ourselves as self-determinate beings. So some will remain offended at the simple truth of the gospel. Others will see and believe. When you are speaking the truth about something, you cannot worry about offending someone. You have to only focus on if this pleases God. Again, doesn't mean to be a jerk. Doesn't mean to cause trouble or quarrels for the sake of trouble, because that's not pleasing to God either. But when given the opportunity, just speak the truth. You can't control responses. You can only be responsible for your relationship with God. So take that with you for the rest of the day today, and know that Jesus is not a stumbling block for you. God is your sanctuary. MikeSlater.locals.com, commercial free night before, and transcript MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.